Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Myron Brook with your 10 a.m. Headlines. Bus drivers and cleaners across southeast Queensland are on a 24-hour strike today. More than 500 members of the Transport Workers Union are participating in a strike on the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, and in Logan. This is the fourth TWU strike in 3 months, part of an ongoing negotiation over wages with the Kinetic Group bus companies and the Clark Logan bus service. The Kinetic Group and Clark Logan both apologised to their customers for the disruption.
Brisbane's newest official floral emblem has been announced this morning after public voting. The native Brisbane wattle flower has been appointed to represent the city alongside the red poinsettia. Over 4,600 votes were casted to appoint the new flower. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner says the wattle is representative of the city's sunny outdoor lifestyle.
Two people have died in separate shooting incidents late yesterday in Darwin's north. The incidents occurred in Milner and Karama. Police say there is no public risk. Major Crimes is investigating the two incidents, which are believed to not be related, according to the Northern Territory Police.
The South Australian government has been urged to reduce the rate of Indigenous children entering care. A report for South Australia's Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People, April Laurie, found the state government is not effectively implementing the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander placement principle. Another report found one in three Indigenous children were reported to child protection authorities before they were even born.
More than 60 primary school children in Jamaica have suffered from vomiting and hallucinations after consuming Rainbow Sour Belts cannabis candy. The students were taken to hospital, but none are believed to be in a critical condition. Each candy contained 100 milligrams of THC. According to experts, the regular adult dose of THC is between 5 and 15 milligrams, with 15 to...
Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thus, you must realise that you have no idea before you can